Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It's a biblical phrase often recited at funerals, and it means essentially that we all end up in the same place, as little more than a pile of dust. According to science, the notion that we also come from dust in the first place may be literally true. Space dust, that is. It's well known that the seemingly empty vastness of space is actually filled with dust from asteroids, comets, and other detritus left over from the birth of the solar system, known as interplanetary dust particles, or IDPs. It's also long been known that these dust particles contain organic materials. What scientists now know is that IDPs also contain water. When space dust showers down on Earth and other planets, both in our solar system and presumably in any solar system, it's bombarded by solar wind consisting mainly of hydrogen ions. The ions rearrange atoms and minerals in the dust particles, leaving behind oxygen atoms to react with the solar hydrogen. And so the oxygen and hydrogen combine to form water molecules. What really excites scientists is that the water and organics contained in IDPs might help explain the origin of life on Earth and possibly other planets. As long as the dust is near enough to a star to have solar wind trigger the formation of water, that water-enhanced dust might act to seed a planet with the basic ingredients for life. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.